If you're listening to this in real time, I want you to know I am hosting a live training next week. You're invited. It's totally free. And what I'm going to be doing is walking you through my 3 C's framework. If you're not new to this, then you already know my 3 C's framework is clarity, content, consistency. I'm going to run you through this framework on this live training so that you can walk away with the strategies you need to close more clients on social media. It's gonna be that good. I work with you through these live trainings so that you can implement immediately to see results. So I'm gonna leave the link in the show notes for you to sign up for the live training. I'll talk a little bit more about it throughout this episode, but I cannot wait. You don't wait to save your seat. If you wanna walk away with practical strategies to connect with your audience, create authentic content, and sell out your offers, secure your free spot now. Welcome to Building Unapologetically, the podcast where we dive into the raw journey of personal growth, business building, and faith-infused strategies. I'm your host, Jordan Guyton, and I'm here to share my unfiltered highs, lows, and the lessons I've learned along the way. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, and empowered to build your dreams unapologetically. All right, let's get into it. Welcome to another episode of Building Unapologetically. I am bringing you a lot of strategy. I've just been in my strategy bag, really trying to come up with episodes to help you close more clients this year. I mean, 2024 has just gotten started, but I can't believe we're already in Q2. If you feel the same way, I hope you're nodding along with me because, sis, where did the time go? Okay. So if you saw the title, I'm going to be talking about unlocking sales because I have a really big announcement to share. So if you're listening to this in real time, I want you to know I am hosting a live training next week. Next week, like you're invited, it's totally free. And what I'm going to be doing is walking you through my 3 C's framework. If you're not new to this, then you already know my 3 C's framework is clarity, content, consistency. I'm going to run you through this framework on this live training so that you can walk away with the strategies you need to close more clients on social media. It's gonna be that good. I love hosting live trainings like this because it's a great excuse, one, to get a whole bunch of business owners in one room and really strategize and think together. Two, to really pull back the curtain on my strategies so that you can take them and implement. I don't talk at you. I work with you through these live trainings so that you can implement immediately to see results. So I'm going to leave the link in the show notes for you to sign up for the live training. I'll talk a little bit more about it throughout this episode, but I cannot wait. You don't wait to save your seat. And the beautiful thing about this training coming up is that I'm offering 3 different days for you to secure your spot, meaning I'm teaching the same training 3 days in a row across different time zones. So there are no excuses. If you want to walk away with practical strategies to connect with your audience, create authentic content, and sell out your offers, secure your free spot now. Okay, so let's get into the show. We're going to be talking about, like I said, unlocking sales. There are 4 social media mistakes that I find too common, whether I get messages in the DMs, questions, whether it is my students in CCA, shout out my CCA squad, squad up, doors are opening soon. And these are just 4 of the things that I commonly hear when it comes to selling on social media. So I want to go ahead and start just diving into this episode with a couple statistics that really solidify the importance of selling on social. Ready? So according to Opt-in Monster, 90% of people shop from brands they follow on social media. The other stat that I have is that social selling provides 45% more opportunities than traditional sales channels. Am I saying that selling on social is the end all be all and that as a business owner, you need to use social media in order to sell your offers? No. Am I saying this is a free resource that you can use and if done correctly with a strategy and a framework like what I'm sharing during our live training next week? when it's implemented that way, that you actually can close more clients and get new leads? Absolutely. So I wanted to share that statistic because I think oftentimes when we're not seeing a return on our investment when it comes to spending time, or some of us are spending money on creating content, whether you have a social media manager, or maybe you're paying for video, or maybe you even paying for Canva, that adds up, right? Especially if you're not getting any sales from the content that you're creating. And so I think that oftentimes when we're not seeing those clients come through the doors, or the leads not coming through, or people not joining the email list, or someone not signing up for the freebie, it's easy to think that selling on social doesn't work. And so I want to combat that myth. You know, I shared recently some unpopular truths on my page and it got quite a bit of love. And I think that we just need to shift into the space of selling is serving. But there are a few things that, like I said, I'm going to share in this episode that I keep seeing keep us stuck. And these were some of the things that kept me stuck. This was something that was, for me in the beginning, a difference between, you know, a 5K month and a 10K month. Am I selling? Am I showing up authentically and putting my offer out there in a clear way for my audience to take action? Sometimes when I think about classes that I lead and I ask the class, I say, drop in the chat, when was the last time you posted about your offer? And I see a month ago, oh, last year. You mean in the feed? I'm like, how is your audience gonna see your offer? And so that's really the reason why I'm driving this message home of social media for you. If you run a business, it should be selling. It should be selling or generating leads or calling in new leads or qualifying your audience or qualifying your offer. Like, bottom line, it should be making you money. So let's go through these four mistakes that I need you to avoid like the bubonic plague. Okay. So number one, being consumed by the metrics. I started with this because I feel like this is a pretty powerful statement. And I feel like this is what usually takes us out of the game when we first share our offer. What I mean by being consumed by the metrics is you spend time on Canva, or you put together a reel that you're editing, or you're talking straight to camera and you're really excited to get your offer out there to the public, and you finally do and it gets a like one like, or no one follows the call to action, or you get a bunch of questions and people still don't end up booking a call or buying, or you get a lot of views and no one takes action, or it's just straight crickets. And so if this has ever happened to you, which has happened to me plenty of times, then you start to get all in your head and say, okay, well, if no one's liking this post, I don't need to post about my offer anymore. Or if no one's taking action, why do I have to keep showing my graphics or talking about my, they don't want it anyway. Or this only got one discovery call and this person wasn't even qualified for my offer. They just wanted to know what I did and wanted to ask questions. And so when that happens, and when we're consumed by the metrics instead of being consumed by the consistency of posting your offer, right? Then your audience sees your offer once in a blue moon when you feel confident enough to post it. Right? Because that confidence was rocked when you didn't get the metrics that you thought was going to happen when you talked about, hey, come buy this. I mean, really think about it. If you're posting something that's like value, here are five ways, here's how to, here are three tips, two tools. When you're doing that, it's likely someone's going to like it or share it or comment and say this was great or shoot you a DM because you're providing value. You're giving your audience a quick win. But when you're like, hey, this is my offer, pull out your credit card, spend some money. I'm not too quick to hop on the train to share that in my stories. I'm not too quick to like that because, you know, I'm a little skeptical as a buyer. And if I like it, are you going to slide through my DMs? There's just a lot that goes through your buyer's mind. And so instead of discounting the inactivity as they don't want it, count the inactivity as, hey, I posted my offer. Okay, maybe I should think about a different way to post this. You know, maybe if the carousel didn't get any responses, maybe I should try going live. Okay, maybe the live got a little bit more responses. Maybe let's try a reel, right? Stop getting consumed by the metrics. Avoid that mistake, okay? And again, if you have not signed up for the live training, because I just talked about it, but if you're on my email list, then you already know what's going on. The link is in the show notes. Like, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about specific pieces of content that get your audience to take action. But you have to build that muscle of when there are crickets, I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to stay unbothered. The second mistake that I see far too often, and I touched on it in point number one, is that you're not selling enough. you're not selling enough. So again, when I'm teaching or I'm in CCA and we're having our live coaching calls and I'm saying, okay, great, I understand it. You want more women to join your email list, or you have two more spots for your one-on-one coaching, or you are opening the doors for the first time for your course. When was the last time you talked about it? And the response, well, I did about 2 weeks ago and I'll probably do it in 2 weeks. No, we have to be selling every week. Every day, if you're feeling really froggy about that, if you're really about that life. And I think that when I say that you need to be selling often, it creates like this tenseness of, well, I don't want to just be talking about my offer every single day. I don't want to just, my audience is going to get tired about my offer. My audience, if you're posting about your offer every 2 weeks, your audience doesn't even know what your offer is. One. Two, find different ways to talk about your offer. You can give value and still have a call to action asking your audience to book a discovery call, right? You can talk straight about your offer and have a CTA to book a call. You can give a resource, right? Straight from your offer and then ask someone to book a call, right? There's just so many ways to sell, right? And we think about just one way. And then because we're thinking about that one way, we think we're being annoying to our audience. And that's not the case. Expand your mind and think about different ways to talk about your offer. And it doesn't have to be in this quote unquote salesy way. And it shouldn't just live in your stories. I'm going to say that again. Your offer should not just live in your stories. It should be in your feed. It should be in link in bio. It should be in a highlight. It should be in your stories. You should be going live talking about your offer. Let's take it off social media. You should be emailing people about your offer. Like, you should be talking about it on your podcast or your YouTube channel. Talk about your offer. If you want to generate more revenue in your business, give your audience more chances to buy. You're not selling enough. I guarantee you, take an audit of your content for the past 30 days and see how many times you directly talked about your offer. Not fluff. Oh, and if you have some time, click the link in my bio and see what you find out there, right? No, we got to sell more. Okay, so I'm going to pause right in between these mistakes and go ahead and give some more details about my upcoming live training for business owners who want to create authentic content that connects and converts. Converts means shmoney. Converts means the right person taking the right action to work with you. And so in this live training, you're going to learn how to call in your dream clients confidently so you can build your list of qualified leads. You're going to learn how to create valuable content that also sells your offers so you can connect with your audience and convert them into paying customers. And then the last thing I'm teaching is how to get consistent with your content by working smarter, not harder, so you can spend less time creating content. And I'm so excited to teach this class because I'm sure, as many of you know, that I will be opening up the doors to CCA. But before I do that, I'm going to spend a lot of time not talking at you, but showing you how to do it in real time. You're actually going to learn while I'm teaching. This is not going to be another one of those fluffy classes where you get talked at and then I share something and then hope that you put it in action. No, it doesn't happen like that. I really want you to come to this class with an open mind and ready to learn, because I don't hold back. And I also ensure that you have homework, that you have steps to take in order to turn your views into paying customers. Okay, so let's get into point number three, and that is selling without a process. So what do I mean by that? I mean that when it comes to selling, you're just throwing content up there and hoping that your audience takes action without really knowing what that process is when they take action. And so they're getting lost, meaning you have a freebie up and then you have book a discovery call. And then you also have fill out an application, but then you also have buy a course, but then you also have shoot me a DM, and your audience isn't clear on what happens in order to work with you. So if they book a discovery call, what is next, right? What is that process? Are you very clear on your sales process? They hop on a call, you go through the steps, they sign up. What happens when they sign up? Do you continue the conversation with them in the DMs? What does that look like? What is your process? If they buy your course, what does that process look like? They watch a piece of content and they buy it immediately. Are you following up with them? If they don't buy, are you following up with them some way, somehow? If you're you're asking them to DM you the word and they DM you the word, what is your process then? Is it just going straight for the sale? Are you getting to know them on a deeper level before sending the link? Are you qualifying them? Do you have questions that qualify them? Do you see what I mean? And so what I would encourage you to do, if you have one offer, which I highly recommend, or if you have multiple offers, make sure you know what that process looks like once you post about your offer. Maybe you're doing a call and then 30 days of support. What is the process for that offer? Do they have to book a call? And then once they book a call, what does that look like? And how do they book a call? Do they click the link in your bio? Do they DM you the word? Do they comment a word and you send them a link? Like, really get clear on your sales process. There are so many ways to get someone to a sale, but what is your way, right? Is it you going live and you saying, DM me the word? And then when they DM you the word, you tell them, thank you for watching your live. And then you go to their page and make sure they are fit for your offer. What is your process? Or are we just happy for anyone to take action? We just want anyone to take action and then we figure it out as we go. Life is so much easier when you have a process in place. So I encourage you to think about what that process is for you. Okay, last but not least, this is a great one. And I think it ties into everything, right? And it's letting inconsistency keep you out the game. Meaning, if you feel as though you haven't posted about your offer, or if you feel like you've been a bit inconsistent about your content, so now you feel like you can't talk about your offer, that's what I mean by you're letting it keep you out the game. You're overthinking your past performance. You're overthinking your past process. You're overthinking the way that you used to show up. And because you have that in the back of your mind, it's keeping you from actually showing up the way that you want to show up. Too often I hear business owners say, I haven't posted in a while. Like, how do I talk about my offer? You talk about it. If you feel like you need a buffer, do a reintroduction post. Let them know what they can expect from your page and that you're so happy that they're there. And then the next one is how to work with me in Q2, or my offers, or calling all my dream clients. My books are now open for whatever month it is, right? Stop letting inconsistency keep you out of the game. You care about your absence more than they do. Get back in the game. And that's one of the things, point number three that we're talking about, is getting consistent with your content by working smarter, not harder. We become inconsistent because creating content becomes so overwhelming, or it becomes too much of a process or too much of a production. And because of that, then we get inconsistent. Have you ever just gone all in and maybe batching, or all in on, you know, doing a full content day or hiring someone to help you create content, whatever the case is. And you do it once and you're like, I'm good. This is too much. And when that happens, right, you remember how burnt out or tired or overwhelmed that you felt, so that you say, I'm actually good. Whoever wants to buy this thing can buy this thing. Versus creating content in a sustainable way. That's what I teach, so that you don't feel like you have to post every day, so that you don't feel like you have to show up not in your best energy, so that you don't feel like you have to create every single thing from scratch. That's why I released 100 B-roll ideas for business owners, the freebie that I released last week, because I want you to think about content as something that's an easy lead generator to get you more clients in your business, instead of thinking it's this overwhelming rat race hamster wheel that you have to keep running on where nobody takes action. It should not feel like that. And if it does, I need you to be in class next week, okay? So again, the four things we talked about was being consumed by the metrics, avoid that like the plague, not selling enough, sell your offers, creating without a process, stop it, it's confusing, and letting inconsistency keep you out the game. Go get your money, sis. All right. And last but not least, I talked all about my live training that I cannot wait for you to attend. Again, we're giving you three different options to choose from. I'm teaching the same class 3 days in a row, different time zones, so that you can create authentic content that connects and converts. I'm really excited for you to go from feeling overwhelmed to feeling so much more simplified in the way that you're creating content. And I want to stay till the end and answer those additional questions that you may have, right? This is the perfect opportunity to speak to me and have me in your back pocket for your business. And, you know, last but not least, we're going to be opening up the doors for CCA. I'm sharing the exact 3C strategy that I share in that paid program so that creating content feels good again. And it's absolutely free. So again, we'll make sure that link is in the show notes. Sign up ASAP. Don't say, oh, I'll sign up later and then forget. Just sign up now. You got your phone in your hand anyway. Or if you're driving, make sure you're not driving. I hope that this episode was super, super, super helpful. I hope that encourages you to know that there's somebody waiting for you to post your offer. You just got to get out of your head and get into your bag. Until next time, keep building unapologetically. Thank you so much for tuning in to Building Unapologetically. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, a 5-star rating, and share this episode in your Instagram stories ASAP. Don't forget to tag me at Jordan Guyton. Your feedback and support truly means the world to us and helps us reach more listeners who are on their journey to building unapologetically.